A British man has been found guilty of making millions of dollars from the sale of fake bomb detectors. Jason McCormick has sold his ineffective device to several countries racked by war, including Iraq. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
James McCormick owns homes in Florida, Cyprus and the United Kingdom. He's made an estimated $75 million from selling bomb detection devices to several countries, including Georgia, Saudi Arabia and in particular Iraq. Iraq is thought to have spent around $40 million on 6,000 of the devices between 2008 and 2010. They were complete fakes, based on a cheap golf ball finder sold in the United States. Akil Al-Turay from the Iraqi Interior Ministry.
I feel furious speaking as an Iraqi citizen when I think that this gang of Jim McCormick and the Iraqis working with him killed my people by creating a false sense of security with a useless device.
Detective Superintendent Nigel Rock spoke outside the Old Bailey in London where James McCormick was found guilty of fraud.
James McCormick is a fraudster who over the last 10 years has made, manufactured and sold a device that is completely incapable of detecting explosives, drugs or any other substance. The court have heard evidence that the device has no basis in science. In fact, there are no working parts in that device. It is empty. McCormick, for 10 years, has sold this device in countries that are racked with terrorism and racked with explosions. He has paid no heed to the people who stood on checkpoints, at security posts, believing this device worked.
Police believe the devices may still be in use.
We cannot prove that people have died as a result of this device, but what I would say is that device has been used and is still being used on checkpoints throughout Iraq. The people stood using that device believes it works. It doesn't.
Hanin Alwan is an Iraqi woman who was badly injured and disfigured in a bomb blast in Iraq in 2009. She lost the baby she was carrying and her husband left her because of her injuries. She told the BBC she has nothing but contempt for the man behind the fake bomb detector scam.
My life was destroyed. I lost everything in an instant. He has no conscience. He's morally bankrupt. How could he sell them just for money and destroy other people's lives?
But outside court, James McCormick was unrepentant, still sticking to his story that the devices worked.
If you excuse me, can I please?
Your device defies the laws of physics. How would you still defend it?
I'm still defending it. I still am.
Police say they are not yet finished with James McCormick. Detective Superintendent Nigel Rock.
We will now pursue McCormick's wealth through the Proceeds of Crime Act and make sure that crime does not pay.
James McCormick has been released on bail and will be sentenced next month. This is Barbara Miller in London reporting for The World Today.